Well, I prefer the approach that we've taken here, at least in New York City, because here in New York City, what happens is, other than just giving the conventional holidays off for school, the school system here has now gone a different direction. They give the regular holidays off. They also have the big Muslim holidays that they recognize. And they do this for several other groups as well. And it tends to be more inclusive. Nobody feels like, you know, your holiday is more important than mine. But if you handle this the right way, you can create a category that says, especially when it comes to holidays, that people get to highlight the best of what they have, and let's avoid the negativity of one group tearing down another group, because I think that's really what you're trying to avoid. We've had Christmas forever. We've had Hanukkah forever. And some of the other holidays that are coming into notice as our populations become more diverse begin to factor in. And it's just an opportunity for everybody to put their best foot forward or the best of what they offer on display. And it enriches everybody. You get to learn about holidays that you didn't know about. And I mean, we all are better off when we understand each other and appreciate each other more. So I prefer an approach that tries to nuance things a little more and come with an outcome where we can still benefit from the diversity without getting bogged down in all the negative back and forth.